We had a presentation with the IDA at the full council meeting, and it was disappointing to say the least. It was shocking, and we were expecting more. We honestly thought that, you know, that there'd be a bit of investment in North Leitrim, that that move on from this transit thing that they're looking after, the bigger urban areas. You know, like Carrick and Shannon is the largest in Leitrim, it is small in comparison to other parts of the country, but we don't see anything coming into North Leitrim. That's why I put in this motion to get Enterprise Ireland on board and the Western Development Commission, that they would come meeting. But now we see that they reckon that the council think that they're not in a place either, and they'll be looking at the local enterprise office, which to me is ridiculous, because we have land zoned for economic development, and unless the services put into it and some infrastructure, other works needs to be done, and we need to be looking at it, as I said, pointed out, like in Kinloch, like 25 years ago there was only 280 people in it. Today there's over 1,200. We're producing again for export, and that's our children. That's not good enough at all. And we're there on at Tullahan on the N15. We've loads of little industries right up through into Sligo. When you see Grange further on up, then you have other developments. And we need to be looking at something, and something positive for the area.
Do you feel this part of the county is missing out in those kind of terms? We see a lot of people from maybe this part of the country travelling into Sligo or travelling maybe towards Enniskillen to seek employment, and they can't avail of these opportunities around here.
Well, as I pointed out, you know, we had troubles there in the north for decades, and the government and the council, everybody abandoned the border areas, and we see it. We see the struggle that's going on in Killeagh, Glenfarn, Kinloch. Like, we're all on the border, and we see when you flip it over and you look at the other side of the border, you have, as I said, Billiken is prospering, Garrison is prospering, and so was Belcoo. And we have Ballyshannon, the largest town, used to be our shopping town. It's dying a death. The money didn't come in for investment, or they just walked away. I don't know why, but now I'm calling them to step up and do something for these areas, because we're entitled to our share, even at this late stage.